Last night I was reading the readings, and I actually kind of stopped and just chose right away the reading, the picture of it, and just a few words that really last night and this morning and will stay with me. Simply when St. Paul was writing to the Colossians, "I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake." First, when I hear St. Peter or St. Paul, St. Peter Claver, others, brothers and sisters, martyrs, saints throughout up and down the history of the seeds of the blood of the martyrs are the seeds to help our church grow, is an amazing thought in my personal life, just knowing of rejoicing in suffering for your sake. And one thought is, at one level, is showing his redemptive suffering, and I've shared that before. The redemptive suffering when we're not feeling the best in our own life, that we're and we're, whether it's a good day or had, you know, tough day, that when we're focusing on other people, that we can give redemptive suffering like Jesus Christ gave us, like on the cross, on his passion. He was praying for us more than he was focusing about the pain in himself. Then the second is that Paul, and that this is what really jumped out again, "I rejoice in my sufferings." And I was curious, just in my thought, "I rejoice." Now, does that mean for him that I rejoice emotionally, or in his mind, or in his relationship with Jesus, where his body is not feeling good at all? He was in jail. But that he was rejoicing in his relationship with Jesus, even though he might not feel good at all. Or he's really deep, like he is feeling physical pain, for instance, or mental pain, yet he's still rejoicing. And I know that our martyrs, many of them through our history, is the fact that they're about ready to die and they're singing. Or they're rejoicing, even though they know that they're going to end because of they're being persecuted during the Apologus in the Rome. They're about ready to be like a gladiator or another throughout history, that they're going to die. I mean, yet they're still singing. They're rejoicing. And from their own sufferings, for your sake, for meaning us, or the group at that time. And just that's been one of my recently most powerful thought to think about and pray with. I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake. Redemptive suffering, to pray for others, to know even when you're not feeling the best, we rejoice. And then again, for you to think about, you know, rejoicing, what does that mean? What does that mean? Does it mean yes when we're feeling sick, or we're even going at the level like St. Paul and other martyrs that they're not feeling good and they're still singing? What are some thoughts for today?